The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. Clean, reliable and always available 24 hours a day. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.
The Pendulum Summit was a sellout, but the good news for us is that they gave us complimentary, i.e. free tickets. So we sent our intrepid reporter, Niall Fitzmaurice, down to talk to the great and the good of the speakers.
I'm here at this year's Pendulum Summit in Dublin, where there are thousands of people attending from all over Ireland and the rest of the world. There are some amazing speakers at the event today, some of whom we'll be hearing from shortly.
I'm Norma Murphy and I'm co-creator here at Pendulum Summit. So it's actually a duo team, myself and my business partner and life partner, Frankie Sheehan. And this is our fifth Pendulum Summit and our largest to date. Really happy with this year's summit. It's there's an amazing energy and vibe here in the convention centre. And I think it's probably a combination of, you know, world-class speakers coming in, their content, their professionalism is second to none. But then equally so, there's such an authenticness about these speakers. They care about what they do. They're really passionate about, you know, bringing out the best in people, bringing people to their full potential. And behind it all, they're actually very nice people themselves. So I think that adds to the energy and the vibe in the room. The speakers, once they arrive, they know that all the delegates are very open, very giving, and they're there to learn. I mean, everyone in that room is there to learn, and that's probably a key component of it. I'm lucky that I travel around the world to other conferences to find these speakers. And genuinely, I've never come across the energy that is created at Pendulum Summit. I think that's down to the Irish people. We're very authentic. We genuinely care about the person next to us. And then if we can just break down those barriers of just being a bit afraid of putting ourselves forward, then I think, you know, we're unstoppable as a nation, really.
I'm Martin Newman. I'm a clinical psychologist from Melbourne, actually, but I spend most of my time in London. We work a lot with senior leadership from large organisations around the world to help them build leadership cultures. And we do that by providing for them insights and tactics and strategies around the emotional and social skills that really drive engagement across the business, both with customers and internally with employees, to create cultures of excellence. In business and in schools generally, we've tended over the years to have separated feeling from knowing, and it's been a big mistake. We've thought that people can perform at their best as long as we provide information for them, tactics and strategies, if you like. And really, I'm here to remind people that emotional intelligence has made such an enormous impact, because it reminded us that feelings and emotions essentially operate like cognitions, and they inform intelligence and they inform decisions, and they lead to some of the most creative and innovative ideas. And these skills, when used properly to engage customers and engage employees, produce remarkably collaborative outcomes as people work together. And I'm here really to provide background to that, and also to provide people with insights, I think, into the skills and how they work. Over the years, we've measured these skills in large organizations using the Emotional Capital Report, which is really a composite of 10 skills that have shown up in the literature, in the research literature, over and over again, that are highly correlated with the most successful people in the world. And we find once people have a language to begin to name and explain these feelings and emotions and think about them as skills, that they can actually build them brick by brick, that there's a structure to them, and people find it remarkably liberating, and it changes cultures and it changes the performance of business.
Hey, this is Keith Barry. I'm here at the Pendulum Summit in Dublin. Yeah, well, first of all, I was delighted with it, because I suppose it's an unusual scenario, especially for the people who know me as being a magician, a brain hacker and a mentalist. They wouldn't necessarily know the other arm of what I do, which is, you know, a motivator, a subconscious mind specialist. And I just give people tools and techniques to improve not only in their business lives, but also in their personal lives. And yeah, like, I was very, very happy with the way it went today, because I truly believe that all 3,000 people entered into the spirit of my talk. It was about just quickly teaching them tools and techniques that can benefit their business lives, such as mirroring, modelling, neuro-linguistic programming, anchoring and triggering. And it was a lot for them to take in. But then, you know, to couple that with telling them, you know, you've got to do the research yourselves. Really successful business people all around the world use visualization techniques. They know how to take control of their subconscious minds. All you have to do is Google Warren Buffett, for example, one of the most successful businessmen that ever lived. He prides himself on, you know, he doesn't have his master's degree on his wall in his office. Warren Buffett has a Dale Carnegie diploma on his wall because he states that that is the number one thing that he's ever done in life to benefit him. So you just have to take it from there. Oprah Winfrey is another one. She uses visualization techniques all the time. She's very topical at the moment. Is she going to go for the presidency? Is she not? But she said, you know, create the highest, grandest vision of yourself because you become what you believe. I really believe that. And, you know, Bill Gates, Arnold Schwarzenegger, I've examined all these people, I've dissected them, and they all have one thing in common. They use the techniques that I teach people, they use the techniques that I talk about.
Hi, I'm Brad Sugars from Action Coach, and I'm here at the Pendulum Summit teaching everyone in Dublin all they need to know about growing a business. I think everyone's here at Pendulum to learn, you know, what are the ways they can break through in their business or grow their business right now. Whether you're a CEO or a marketing manager, the main idea of Pendulum is to bring some of the best educators in business to Dublin. And I think they do an amazing job at creating such a great, different and broad spectrum of presenters to teach. Ultimately, the main goal is to teach them that there's a discipline to growing a business and to understand that as you learn and apply those disciplines, it really works. So we looked at everything today from the strategy side of business to the mission to how we get business development working. And the message that I try and deliver to people is, are you looking for 30% growth? Are you looking for 30 times growth? Are you looking for just a little bit more? Or are you looking to actually multiply the business? And if you want to multiply, then there are disciplines you can follow that will make that happen. Irish business owners are some of the best in the world. They have one simple problem, though. They stay in Ireland. They don't do enough of going overseas. Like, they leave the country instead of, hang on, you've got great business environment here to do business in the world to such a degree that you've got Facebook and Google and planting themselves here. Why not use the platform? Because if to be successful in Ireland is quite tough. Let me be blunt about that. But if you can be successful here, then you can be far more successful when you go overseas. Starting a business is one of the biggest challenges that there is to take. And that doesn't mean you shouldn't do it. It means you should do it. But starting without knowledge is the biggest problem. People think that they've got to get their product right. No, hang on. What does your marketing plan look like? What does your sales plan look like? What is your budget? And how are you going to do that stuff? Too many people dive into business where, yep, got the right product, but have no clue how I'm going to sell it or that. Getting sales and marketing happening first is the priority for any startup business. And without a budget for marketing and a budget for sales, doesn't matter how beautiful your shop looks or how amazing your office is, sales counts.
My name is Lady Michelle Moen, and I'm here at Pendulum today to tell everyone my story and to see all the incredible business people of Ireland. But I think actually there's a lot of people that have travelled overseas as well. I grew up in the East End of Glasgow, and I started my first business when I was 24. I invented the first world gel foil bra and turned it into a global success. Sold it about 3 years ago, and I now have 9 other businesses, and I go around the world speaking to thousands of people and wrote my autobiography, My Fight to the Top, and mentor as many people as I possibly can. And I'm also a baroness in the House of Lords for life. I mentor as many people as I can. I'm about to launch an app in the next 4 weeks called Connect to Michelle Moen that will mentor and bring as many people together as possible and give them tips. I've launched Michelle Moen Interiors, and we're doing some of the biggest houses around the world. I'm involved with my partner, Doug Barrowman, building 2 towers in Dubai and a shopping mall that's £250 million. I am an investor in WeShop, which is a tech company that you start up your own business within 5 minutes and you get money into your bank account by sharing, a bit like Pinterest. And I'm about to launch in the next number of months a private equity company. So there's loads that I'm doing. Oh, and I forgot, next week I'm about to start to develop my own brand of lingerie, because I can come back into the industry now after selling Ultimo, to make people want to do business with you. You've just got to be different. You've got to try your hardest and never give up. And innovation, as I said on stage, is key You've got to be, as I said, be different and offer something else that other brands or other companies are not offering. It doesn't all come down to price. It comes down to offering a great service and making customers come to you that want your product or your service. And it'll always be difficult going forward, but successful people never give up. And being an entrepreneur and being a business person is one of the hardest jobs. I think it's harder for women because they've got to multitask and traditionally be the woman of the house, organise the kids, etc. I know that there's a lot more modern husbands coming through nowadays, but traditionally a woman has to multitask all of that as well. But I wouldn't change it any other way. You know, I don't sit back and moan that I'm a woman and poor me. If you do that, then you'll never get on in life and you'll never be successful. And you've got to be positive, and the rewards are incredible. You've just got to go out there and approach people and not sit back and wait for people to approach you. And why can't you be a global company? What's stopping you? The only thing that's stopping you is your mind. So we've got to be exceptionally confident, and confident about ourselves and our product, our company, our brand. And once you start doubting yourself that you can't do it, everyone else will doubt you. So there's nothing stopping you. It doesn't matter where you live, it doesn't matter where you're brought up, money you have, education you have, as I said on stage, what race you are, what religion you are. The only person that's stopping you is you.
And that lovely report is from our own Niall Fitzmaurice.
The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. Clean, reliable and always available 24 hours a day. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.